بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. قال: فأخبرني عن الإيمان. قال: أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر، وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. قال: صدقت. قال: فأخبرني عن الإحسان. قال: أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه، فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك، إلى آخر الحديث. Continuing the discussion on Hadith of Jibreel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to reiterate what was mentioned previously, was asked the question that, tell me, what is Iman? He said that you believe in Allah, in His angels, in the revealed books, in the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, in the last day, and to believe in predestination, that is taqdeer, that is the good and the evil, is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and happens according to His will and according to His wisdom. To this, Rasul Jibreel alayhi salam said, Sadaqta, that you have spoken the truth. That is, he attested to the correctness of this response. The next question he asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ, that tell me, what is Ihsan? Ulama have mentioned that it is this question that has caused Imam Nawawi rahimahullah to include this particular hadith in this chapter of Muraqabah, that is, to become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The response Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa gave to this, what is Ihsan? He said that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Allah. For verily, if you cannot see Allah, then know for a fact that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you. It's very, very important, my respected brothers, for us to understand the underlying wisdom behind this injunction. One is, a person brings Iman, and with the Iman becomes the necessity that he brings his life according to Shariat, according to Deen. He performs his Salah, he gives his Zakat, etc. However, many of us feel that that is sufficient and we stop at that point. However, in the light of this injunction of Ihsan, in the light of the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can understand that we are being encouraged to develop our ibadat. Our attitude normally is, if the salah that I was making 10 years ago and the salah that I'm making today is the same, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala I was making 10 years ago, the zikr of Allah I'm making today is the same, then we don't feel any problem with that. I'm making my salah, so it's okay. I'm making my zikr of Allah, it is okay. I'm making my ibadat, it is okay. When it comes to our dunya, when it comes to our worldly pursuits, if my shop is doing the same business, showing the same returns what it was showing 10 years ago today, person will have sleepless nights. Each year he wants to progress, his profit must increase, his returns must increase. Why is it when it comes to deen and shariat we have this complacent attitude? Allah's ibadat has to be in such a manner we can develop ihsan, develop the consciousness of Allah. It's not that make salah in such a manner, Allahu Akbar, till Allahu Akbar and the whole dunya is in front of us, and you're not worried about that, why I made my salah. If you look at the expression of Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, who is that Sahabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, he will raise up with the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand. What does he say about salah? How does he describe salah? He says, man arafa man ala yameenihi wa man ala shimalihi wa huwa fi salatihi mutaammidan fala salata lahu. He says, if your salah is such that you are conscious of who is on the right and who is on the left. Look at this. He says, if your salah is such that you are conscious of who is on your left and who is in your right. In other words, your mind is roving about your surroundings. Fala salata lahu. He says, that is not salah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, Allah is testing you. أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. No, Allah doesn't say, we are testing who amongst you makes the most ibadat. No. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is testing who amongst you makes the best ibadat, the most superior ibadat. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. إِحْسَان. Develop the consciousness of Allah in what you are doing. One occasion after Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset. He said, مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَدْرِي مَا يُتْلَى مِمَّا يُتْرَكْ هَكَذَا أُخْرِجَتْ عَظَمَةُ اللَّهِ مِنْ قُلُوبِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ شَهِدَتْ أَبْدَانُهُمْ وَغَابَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عَبْدٍ عَمَلًا حَتَّى يَشْهَدَ بِقَلْبِهِ مَعَ بَدَنِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, what is wrong that I have observed amongst you? There are some people that Quran is read in Salah and you are not aware of what is being read, what is being left out. You are not aware of even how many rakats you have made in your Salah. He said, like this, Allah's azmat was taken out of the hearts of the people of Bani Israel. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on to explain. He said, their bodies were present in their ibadat and their hearts were absent. Their bodies were present in their ibadat and their hearts were absent. Shahidat abdanuhum wa ghabat qulubuhum. And he said, Allah will never accept, Allah will never accept any ibadat if your body, until your heart and your body is present in that ibadat. Now ask ourselves this question, my respected brothers. We made two rakats for salah, fajr now. How many of us can say that in the two rakat salah, with my body, while I was going into ruku, while I was going to sajda, my heart was present also? How many of us made this effort in that salah to develop the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do we feel it is sufficient that I presented myself for fajr salah? Akhbirni anil ihsan. Tell me, what is ihsan? What is the reason why Jibreel is asking this question? And look at the response. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, worship Allah as if you can see Allah. Hasan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَقُمْ قَامِ قَانِتًا وَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ. He used to say, when you stand in salah, then stand obediently, stand with qunut, stand with stillness. Stand in a manner that Allah has ordered you. إِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ. He said, beware of allowing your attention to waver in salah. إِيَّاكَ. And then look at what Hasan Basri rahimahullah says. إِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرِ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. Be conscious, be aware, be afraid that Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. تَسَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعْوَذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. You ask Allah in your salah for jannat. You ask Allah to protect you from jahannam. وَقَلْبُكَ سَاهِنْ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ. But your heart is not present. You don't even know what you are saying. Asking Allah for jannat, seeking Allah's protection from jahannam, but your heart is not present. Your heart doesn't even know what your tongue is saying. This is the essence, my respected brothers. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say, I prefer to make two rakat salah. I prefer to make two rakat salah, where from Allahu Akbar till salam, Allah is in front of me. This is preferable to me than making 100 rakats of salah, wherein I am not attentive of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. He used to say, Allah has kept my shahwat, my ecstasy, my enjoyment in tahajjud salah. So my respected brothers, we have to develop this. Earlier we mentioned, one brother requested that I repeat it. When we used to be in Raiwin 93, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly, they used to make this muzakara to develop ihsan, to develop the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop our ibadat. They used to say, become conscious of the sifat, of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, as I mentioned previously, one is a person walks up to the musalla, says, Allahu Akbar, starts his salah anyhow. On the other hand, if we just take a few seconds, just a few seconds, before we start our ibadat, whether it is salah, whether it is tilawat of Quran, whether it is even wudu, wudu is also ibadat. Whether we are sitting to make our tasbihat, just take a few seconds and ponder, just on four sifat, four attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, Allah is sami', Allah listens. What is Allah's listening? Wasi'a sam'uhu al-aswat. We find this expression, Allah's listening is such that Allah listens to every sound at any given time. وَسِعَ سَمْهُ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Allah is basir. Allah is looking at me. This chapter, muraqaba. Allah is raqib. Allah is aware. Allah is conscious. Allah is basir. What How is Allah is looking at me? Ahata basaruhu jamia al mariyat. We find this expression in the riwayat. Allah's sight is such that at one time Allah sees everything. Nothing is concealed from Allah. So Allah is listening to me. Allah is looking at me. Allah is alim. Allah has knowledge of everything. Allah is qadir. Allah has qudrat and power over everything. Look at the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say this over and over again. Same thing what we are being taught. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say in his dua? Ma sha Allahu kan wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. A'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. He used to say that which Allah wills will happen. That which Allah doesn't will never happen. And then what would my Nabi say? It's mentioned, ulama say that every day at the time of tahajjud you would say this. A'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. I know, I have conviction. Allah is qadir. Allah has qudrat over everything. And a'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. And my Allah has knowledge of everything. So four things. Allah, just four sifat. By way of starting, initial, four things, become conscious. Allah is looking at me. Allah is listening to me. Allah has knowledge of everything. Allah has qudrat over everything. If you just take a few seconds, become conscious of this, and then say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar in such a manner, that when I say this Allahu Akbar, Allah is listening to me. Allah is looking at me. Allah has knowledge of this. Allah has qudrat and power over everything. If we have to say this, we have to become conscious of this and then perform the 2 rakat salah. Wallah, there will be a world of difference between this 2 rakat salah and the normally how we are making salah. And just listen to one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This I will terminate. The benefit and the virtue of developing the consciousness of Allah in our ibadat, raising the quality of our ibadat, so that we feel the sweetness and the ecstasy of that ibadat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a person makes 2 rakat salah, 2 rakat salah, just 2 rakat. How many minutes it takes? Just a few minutes. If a person makes 2 rakat salah, and what is the quality of his salah? فَرَّغَ قَلْبُهُ لِلَّهِ. His heart is freed of everything but Allah. His heart is freed of everything but Allah. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "In صَرَفَ مِنْ خَطِيئَتِهِ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ." He makes 2 rakat salah like this. When he walks away from the musalla, he will walk away like a newborn baby. Allah will forgive all his sins. One hadith it comes, wajabat lahul jannah. Allah will make jannat wajib, compulsory for this person on 2 rakat salah in which only Allah is in front of him. So this quality of ihsan, that we worship Allah in a manner that Allah is looking at us. Worship Allah in a manner that we are seeing Allah. If we cannot achieve that level, then be aware, be conscious this much that Allah is looking at you. Allah give us the faith.